Gentlemen, this is MGTOW Live, and I'll think about the title when I get around to it. Okay, I've got around to it. The title of this is going to be Hammerhand, We Got Your Back. Now, this isn't going to be a pity party and woe is me and fuck the system and all that shit, all that, you know, bullshit. It's going to simply be that I just finished listening to a Hammerhand podcast on Anchor.fm. And he said some things that few would say. At least two of those things were, if he had $1 million, he would not buy himself out of this. Because he refuses to give his ex 1 red cent. The second thing he said is that he will have no regrets in regard to this. No regrets. Those two things, gentlemen, are huge. Because if you're in a situation where you don't have regrets for what you did, and you're going to stick by your decision absolutely no matter what, that makes you a very honorable and at the same time a very dangerous man, because you've got nothing left to lose. You understand what's happening. You understand the system is rigged, is broken, and is gynocentric, self-serving. And you've opted out. He said it before, and it makes sense. It makes more sense every day that I hear it. When he says things like, I'll make you house me. 3 hots and a cot. Your tax dollars are going to pay me. I'm no longer going to pay you with the feds getting 66 cents on the dollar for every child support dollar garnered. He's not going to pay. The feds aren't going to get their money, and they're going to spend money with staff and jail time and all of these things. They're going to spend tremendous amounts of money, and he's not going to pay them anything. That, gentlemen, is the way to do it. That is the way to do it. Broke-ass fucking tax system. It's fucked up, and it's here to leech off a man. It's just broken, and it's fucked up. And it needs to go down, and it needs to burn. It honestly does. When you could take a man that has the income to feed and clothe his kid with shelter, he's safe, he's warm, he's fed, he's given guidance. If a man is able to do that with the time that he is given with his child, why should other people be paid, including the ex-wife, beyond what she spends? Oh, wait, she should spend the money that she should spend out of her pocket for her child for the time that she has that child with her. The child comes in and food and clothing and shelter and safety and transportation, all of these things. The mother should have that when the child is with them, and the father should have that when the child is with them as well. 50-50. It's fair. Everybody wins. But oh wait, there's no money to be made on that. Yeah, we can't have that. If there's no money to be made off the back of men, then we cannot have that. And when Hammerhand says that he encourages other men to do the same thing that he is doing, I stand behind that. That is the right thing to do. To say, hey, you know what? Life's too short. I could go at any moment. Why should I pay you just to keep me from keeping my son, keep me from housing and protecting my child? And hell, why should I pay you for that privilege? It's never been that way before. And now it's acceptable? No way. No way. That's fucked up. The 19th Amendment needs to be repealed. And 50-50 custody for all men and women when they have a child. No alimony. And no child support. Sounds crazy, but that's the way it's been for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And then all of a sudden, the state and the feds realize, hey, wait a second, this is a potential cash cow. Let's go ahead and take this money beyond what's necessary, beyond what's legitimate, waste it, and then ask for more. That's what the government does. And it's wrong. Me, myself, I'm paying child support. But it's a fraction of what Hammerhand pays. Not court ordered. It's not coming out of my check. I just send a check once a month. And it's enough to where I cannot see my son. It's physically enough dollars where I can't afford the commute, the vehicle, the maintenance, the insurance. All of these things, I physically can't afford it to see my son. And if I could see my son, I would not see him enough to make a difference at all. I honestly wouldn't. I honestly would not see him enough to make a difference at all. So I stepped away. I backed away. And I'm making those child support payments because the last one is coming. And I know that it doesn't make a difference if I see him or not. It took a long time to get over that. It was really painful. It really sucked. But when I was a man that saw him 60-70% of the time, was a go-to man, the father, you know, the best father you could possibly ever see, just to have all that stripped away because she moved beyond a distance I can't overcome, I had to walk away. Hammerhand is choosing not to walk away. He is going to see his child as much as I would have seen my child. He is making a difference. He said to him that he has said to his audience that he can see his son slowly drifting away, slowly losing focus, because he physically does not put enough hours in the course of a month to make the difference that he would like to make. I didn't have the stomach to watch that happen. But that's the way it works, gentlemen. If you choose to have a child, you will lose. You will pay child support. You will have a bucket that constantly breaks. Constant money issues. For at least 10, 15, 18, 20 years. Because you chose it. Nobody made you choose it. You chose it. Don't be one of those men, gentlemen. I had my brother yell and scream and for a decade tell me not to do it. Because he went through the whole child support system. Exact same thing that I'm going through. Of course, I'm not on papers like I mentioned earlier. But he tried to warn me. I figured, oh, well, shit. That shit couldn't happen to me, right? That couldn't happen to me. No. It does, gentlemen. It will happen to you. There's a tremendous chance that it will happen to you. As Hammer Hannah says, stay away from them, gentlemen. Stay away from women. No hatred, no malice, no, you know, any of that crap. No negativity. You just walk away. I've had to do it. I'm hoping that more men do it. It's painful, gentlemen, to listen to Hammerhand says that he has 80 days or so, give or take, before it all comes crashing down. But he doesn't regret it. And if he had money fall out of the sky, he would not pay his way out of that. his retirement has been stolen. His child has been stolen. All through the hands of the government. And it's wrong. Gentlemen, don't be like him. Don't be like me. Don't let it happen to you. All right, gentlemen, I do appreciate you taking the time to listen to this podcast. And as always, take it easy.